Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Chof Hei, and we are 9 lines from the top of daf Kuf Chof Dalet Amid Beis, Tani Rav Nachman. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanesunu Batzar of Ashifra. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel, Meir Ben Chayla, and Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka. So we're moving along in Perek Yesh Neuchlin, dealing with the laws of Nachlois, specifically the halacha that a bechor is noital pishnai. The Gemara brought a machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim as it relates to the scope of how much pishnayim the bechor gets. The hakdama to the machloikis is that Chazal say throughout Perek Yesh Neuchlin and really throughout Shas, Ein HaBechor Noitel B'roi Kebemochzik. So although a Bechor is entitled to a double portion of the Yerusha, but at the same time, it's only from Nechasim and possessions that the Bechor's father was Mochzik, that he had at the time that he died. If, however, the father had a Schus to maybe at some point have Nechasim, and then he died, when those nechasim come into the reshus of the now dead father, the bechor is not going to get a double portion of that. That's the halacha of ein habechor noitel b'roi kebemochzik. Similarly, we know a bal is yoyrish as ishtoi, ein habal noitel b'roi kebemochzik. The machloikis, Rebbe and the Chachamim, was, in terms of the extent of this halacha, that ein habechor noitel b'roi kebemochzik. Everybody agrees that in the event that a man dies, he leaves over an estate, and then the Yarshim go and they work the estate, they cultivate it, and as a result, now the estate is worth more money. The halacha is that the Bechor is not going to get pishnayim of that additional shvach. The reason is, it didn't exist at the time that the father died. It was ra'oi, but ein habechor noitel b'roi kebemochzik. What would happen, however, if a man died, left over an estate, and then just based on the natural way of life, the estate appreciated in value, and it's now worth more. That additional Tosefes was not there at the time that the father died. It was ra'oi, but it didn't require any human intervention in order for it to come about. The question is, do we view it as ra'oi, ve'en abchar noitel b'roi kebemuchzik, or not? And that was the Machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, ein b'char noitel pishnayim b'shvach sheshipchu nechosim la'achar misas aviyam. And the punchline is, even if it happens memelo, Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe said, Oimer ani, b'char noitel pishnayim b'shvach sheshipchu nechosim la'achar misas aviyam. When then does the b'char not get pishnayim b'roi? Avaloi b'shvach sheshpichu yisoymim la'achar misas aviyam. Either way, today's daf is very much going to be a continuation of this discussion, the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim specifically, as we're going to see. A good portion of the daf is going to talk about what happens if a man died and he had balei chayv, meaning he had loaned people money and he didn't get a chance to collect that money during his lifetime. After he died, the loiva went and he paid down the loan. Does the Bechor get pishnayim of that income, or does he not get pishnayim of that income? Do we view it as being ra'oi? Do we view it as being muchzik? The Gemara is going to say it has very much to do with this machloikis, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Either way, without further ado, zok the Halakha Gemara. Tani, Rav Nachman, Bishar Sifri de Beirav. So Rav Nachman was an Amora. He presented a Braisa. And the source of this Braisa was the other Sifri de Beirav. So there's actually an interesting Rashbam right out of the gate. We're not going to delve into the Rashbam, but just to say what the Rashbam says, and that is, what are the Shar Sifri de Beirav? So familiar with the Sifri. What's the Sifri? Sifri are braises that discuss the psukim in Sefer Bamidbar and Sefer Devarim. Also familiar with the Sifra, or the Safra. What's Sifra? It's Teres Kayanim. Shar Sifri de Beirav, says the Rashbam, are what we know as Sifri. It's also what we know as Mechilta. Mechilta are the braises on Sefer Shemois. So what makes it Shar? Shar meaning they're not Teres Kayanim. As if to say that Teres Kayanim was the Iker, that's the focal point, and all the other braises that are similar to Teres Kayanim are going to be the Shar Sifri de Beirav. So it's Sifri, right? Sharon, not Sifri, but Sifri would be maybe the right way to pronounce it. But the Rashbam says it's not only the Sifri, it's also the Mechilta. So Rav Nachman said over a Braisa, and the Makarta, this Braisa was in Shar Sifri, the Beirav, specifically, it was in the Sifri on Sefer Devarim. So it says in the Pasuk, regarding Bechar, that's not the Pishnayim. So the Pasuk says that he takes Pishnayim, Bechol Asher Yimotze Loya. From that Pasuk, we learn Prat, L'shvach Shehishpichu Yorshim L'acha Misas Aviyam, that the Bechar gets Pishnayim, but only Bechol Asher Yimotze Loy, something that was Motzu by the father at the time that he died, meaning it was Mochzik, as opposed to some Shvach, some appreciation that the Yorshim won Mashpiach after the father already died. So from that additional Shvach, the Bechor is not going to get Pishnayim. However, in the event that there was a Shvach that came L'acha Mises Aviyem, however, it happened by itself, it didn't happen Al Yedei Yisayim Shokel, then already he's going to get. So this is the Braisa that Rav Nachman said over that he found in the Sifri, what the Gemara refers to as Shar Sifri the Beirav. Says the Gemara, Umani, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Rebbe. It's obviously Rebbe. This is Shitas Rebbe, that although the din is Ein HaBchor Noitel B'Roike B'Mochzik, that's only if it didn't come B'Memelo. But to the extent that it came B'Memelo, as in Shvach Shehishpichu Nechosim L'Acha Mises Aviyim on its own, then the Bechor is going to get Pishnayim. It's not excluded from the words Bechol Asher Yimotzeh. Tani Rami Bar Chama B'Shasif Debei Rav. Rami Bar Chama, he also had a braisa that he had found in the Shar Sifri Debei Rav, and his braisa went as follows. It says in the Torah, Bechol Asher Yimotzeh Loi Prat L'Shvach Sheshipchu Nuchasim La'acha Misas Aviyem. So what's the nuance? Not Prat L'Shvach Sheshipchu Yorshim La'acha Misas Aviyem, but rather Prat L'Shvach Sheshipchu Nuchasim La'acha Misas Aviyem. Even if the Shvach happened on its own, still the halacha is that he's going to be able to collect the Pishnayim. He's not going to get the Pishnayim. Cholshkin Shvach Sheshpichu Yorshim L'acha Mises Aviyem, and goes without say, if the Shvach that comes b'memelo, the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. So certainly, in the event that it required human intervention, the Bechor is not going to get Pishnayim. And if that's the case, Umani, who must the Tana of the Braisa be? Rabbonani, it's Rabbonon, because this is the Shitas HaRabbonon, that Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim b'roi kibemuchzik, and that's true even if the Shvach happened b'melo. The bottom line is, Rav Nachman and Rami Bar Chama both said over braises that came from Shar Sifri de Beirav, both darshaning the pasuk b'chol asher yimotzeh loy, both telling me halach in abchor noito pishnayim b'roi kibemuchzik, but the two halachas, although they're very similar, really, they contradict each other. One braisa is Shitas Rebbe, the other braisa is Shitas HaRabbanon. Again, what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanon? If a man dies, he leaves over Nechasim. Those Nechasim became worth more money. It happened bim and mela. The Yarshim were not the ones that were mashpiachit. Does the Bechar get Pishnayim or does the Bechar not get Pishnayim? Zok Tigmar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmol. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Ein Bechar Noito Pishnayim bim milfa. In the event that a man died, he was a malfa. After he died, the loiva paid up the loan. Now all of a sudden this income comes and it's going to be divided now together with the estate amongst the Yarshim. So said Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel that the Bechar, in the event that there is one, is not going to get a double portion of this milva. Says the Gemara Laman. When Rav Yehuda Amash Shmuel said this halacha, who is he going according to? Meaning, according to Rebbe or according to the Rabbanan? In terms of their machloikis, as it relates to understanding the scope of Ein Abchor Noitel Pishnayim B'Roi Kibemochs. Ilem the Rabbanon. Did Shmuel mean to say his halacha? Ali the Rabbanon. Hash the Freit the Gemara Shvacha the Isa B'Shusei. Ami Rabbanon Loi Shakal. Milva Mibaya. Makes a lot of sense that according to the Rabbanon, this should be the halacha. But at the same time, why would Shmuel and Amoira need to tell this to me? If the Rabbanon hold that Shvach Sheshipchu Nechasim Lacha Misaviyah, the halacha is, you don't get Pishnayim, then certainly you're not going to get Pishnayim as it relates to collecting of a loan. What's the kol shekein? The kol shekein is, because when you have shvach sheshipchu nuchasim lacha misaviyem, the underlying core of that shvach was in the rishos of the father at the time that he died. The field was in his rishos. The crops grew after he already died. But that ra'oi is really rooted, pun intended, in something that was very much muchzik. And if the Chachamim hold that in that case, the Bechar doesn't get Pishnayim, so certainly the Bechar should not get Pishnayim when it comes to a milva, where until you collect a loan, the hazgunisht, right? Kesef minot.
You literally don't have anything.
So says the Gemara, I understand Shmuel's halacha libe de rabbanan. It makes perfect sense that im b'char noito pishnayim b'milva. It's certainly not better than shvach sheshibchu nuchasam lacha misaviyam. But it's so poshut that according to the rabbanan that this should be the halacha, then why in the world would Shmuel have had to have even said it? Elo the Rebbe, says the Gemara. Maybe when Shmuel said his halacha, he meant to say it alibi the Rebbe. Meaning, even though Rebbe holds that the Bechar does get Pishnayim b'roike b'machzik when it's shvach sheshibchu nuchasim emela, that's only because of the svara that we just mentioned. Because although the shvaches of the crops themselves were not in his rishos, but at the same time, the underlying karka in which those crops grew were in his rishos, as opposed to the milva where nothing's in his rishos. So it's for that reason you're not going to get the Pishnayim. But the Gemara says, I have a problem. In the event that Yorshim inherit a shtar chayv, meaning their father was the malva, the halach is the bechor gets pishnayim, and he gets pishnayim sai from the milva, meaning the principal of the loan, and sai from the ribbis, from the interest of the loan. Now, right out of the gate, ribbis. How could there be ribbis? So, simple answer is maybe the loiva was an Eini Yehudi, and when it comes to an Eini Yehudi, you're allowed to be Malva Beribis. The Rambam is Moina as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. It's actually a mitzvah to be Malva Beribis. But the bottom line is that the Halacha says the Braisna that Yorshu Shtar Chayv, Bechar Noitel Pishnayim, Bein Bemilva Bein Beribis. The Gemara says, Mani, who is the Tana of this Braisna? L'chura, Loi Rebbe, V'loi Rabbanon. If you're going to tell me that when Shmuel said, Ein Bechar Noitel Pishnayim, Bein Milva, he meant it not a little bit Rabbanon. Why not? Because that's Pshita. So who then did he mean it according to Rebbe? Well, then it comes out that Sai the Rabbanon and Sai Rebbe both hold that there's no Pishnayim when it comes to a milva. I have a braisa that says Mefurish, Yarshu Shtarchoi, Bechar Noitel Pishnayim, Bein B'milva. Oh, and not only by the milva, but by the ribbis as well. So Bishloima, if Rabbi Yudam HaShmuel's halacha was said alibi de Rabbanon, but according to Rebbe Enochinami, you could get Pishnayim. Oh, Hamani, who's the time of this price? It's going to be Rebbe. But we just said that it can't be Shmuel said as Allah Alibi the Rabbanon. Why not? Because it's Pshita. So who then did he say it Alibi to? He said it Alibi the Rabbanon. That means everybody holds that you're not Noitel Pishnayim. It's not true. Abba Mufurish and Brisa, not that way. So the Gemara says that you have to say La'olam Rabbanon. La'olam, when Rabbi Yudam HaShmuel said, Ein B'char Noitel Pishnayim in Milvi, he was saying it Alibi the Rabbanon, not Alibi the Rebbe. What was the Kasha Pshita? The Gemara says it's not so Pshita. It's Drich, no. Shmuel felt that he had to speak it out. Why? I would have thought, Milva, when it comes to a loan, kivin the nakit shtara, being that the father, the malva that died, was holding a shtar, command the gavya damya. It's as if he actually had this that he was trying to collect in his possession. Right, there's an idea of shtara oimid ligvois, is kegavri dami. You find such an idea. So you could have thought that it should be command the gavya dami, and as a result, we should view it as being muchzik kamash mulan, that's the chiddush. But ein hachi nami. Ein hachi nami. When Rabbi Yudam HaShmuel said his halacha that ein b'char noitel pishnayim b'milva, he meant the dafka aliba de rabbanon, who take an extreme position when it comes to the dinim of ein b'char noitel pishnayim b'roi kibemosid, and according to them, you wouldn't be able to take it even by a milva, but aliba de Rebbe, who holds shvach sheshibchu nuchasam lacha mises aviyem, the halach is the bechor does get pishnayim, so too when it comes to a milva. And by the way, not only the principal, even the interest component, the halach is you are going to be able to get pishnayim. Zok the Gemara, sholchu mitam. They sent the following telegram from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Bechor noitel pishnayim b'milva, avoloi beribis. So the bechor gets pishnayim b'milva, but he doesn't get beribis. So let's just hit the pause button for half a second. Up until this point, we have Rabbi Yudam HaShmuel's memra, Ein b'char noitel pishnayim b'milva, certainly not beribis, and Hamani Rabbanon here. Rebbe holds that Yorshu Shtarchoiv, b'char noitel pishnayim, bein b'milva, beribis. So if somebody asked you, does a b'char get pishnayim when it comes to a milva? Up until this point, you'd say, L'chura, it's totally in the machloikis, Rebbe and Rabbanon. Just like this machloikis, Rebbe and Rabbanon, with regards to shvach, cheshibchu nuchasim lacha misitzaviyem, this is a derivative of that machloikis, another nafkemino lalacha, another manifestation and application of it. And that is, when it comes to yarshining a milva, do you get pishnayim or not? According to Rabbanon, no. According to Rabbi, yeah, doesn't matter if it's the milv of the ribbis. No, according to Rabbanu, you don't get the milv, you certainly don't get the ribbis. And according to Rabbi, he says mefurish bein b'milva bein b'ribbis, stating that shochel mitam b'char noitel pishnayim b'milva avoloi b'ribbis. There's a chilah between the milv and the ribbis. So the Gemara says lemat. So the Gemara is going to analyze the shochel mitam, making zechnish visindik from what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. So again, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said what he said, which is everything that we just said up until this point. And as Shalchul Mitam, they said what they said. So the Gemara is going to independently analyze what the Shalchul Mitam said, and then we're going to mix and match and try to reconcile what Rav Yudah Mashmul said and what the Shalchul Mitam said. So again, what did the Shalchul Mitam say? That the Bechor is Noitel Pishnayim, Dafka for the Milvah component, but not for the Ribbis component. So the Gemara says, when Shalchul Mitam said this, who are they going according to? Meaning, in the Machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Ilem the Rabbanon. Did they meet the Rabbanon? Hash the Shvachet Isa B'Shusei. Amri Rabbanon Deloi Shakol. Milvah Mi Baya. If the Rabbanon hold that as it relates to Shvachet Isa B'Shusei, right, your classic shvach sheshipchu nuchasam lacham misesaviyam, that the halacha is that you don't get pishnayim. So certainly, as it relates to the milva, you can't get pishnayim either. Meaning, it can't be true. How could it be that according to the Rabbanon that a bechor is noitel pishnayim b'milva? If the Rabbanon hold you don't get from the shvach sheshipchu nuchasam, certainly you don't get the milva. And what's the kol shkein? It's the same kol shkein we had in the previous Gemara. Shvach sheshipchu nechasim, at least the underlying karka, the shayrish, the aside of this, is b'shusei. Over here, nothing is b'shusei. Elul the Rebbe, the Gemara says, must be, he meant it according to Rebbe. So sholchum itam, this message meant that according to Rebbe, the halacha is that the Bechor is going to get pishnayim b'milva avoloi b'ribis. But the Gemara says, well, the Rebbe, b'ribis, loy. According to Rebbe, are you going to tell me you don't get pishnayim b'ribis? But we're going to the Braisa, Rebbe, I mean, Rebbe says, Bechor noitel pishnayim bein b'milva bein b'ribis, that a Bechor gets pishnayim bein b'milva bein b'ribis. Now, this Braisa is not the same Braisa that the Gemara brought in the previous Gemara. This Braisa says, mefurish, that Rebbe says the Bechor is noitel pishnayim bein b'milva bein b'ribis. In fact, the mefurish Gemara mucha a little bit. Why in the previous Gemara did the Gemara not bring this Braisa? Because there the Gemara is trying to figure out, according to Rebbe, according to the Rabbanon, whether you get Pishnayim B'milva, you don't get Pishnayim B'milva. And the Gemara has a tzad to say that, according to Rebbe, maybe you don't get Pishnayim. But you can't say it because I have this Stam Braisa, and who is it? Mani the Braisa, Loi Rebbe, Loi Rabbanon. What do you mean? How are you even having this conversation? It's a Mefurish, a Braisa, that Rebbe's Omer, Pchor Noitel Pishnayim Beim B'milva Beim Ribis. But the bottom line is, you can't tell me that Sholchum Itam meant that I'll leave it to Rebbe, because Rebbe says Mefurish that, yeah, the Bechor gets Pishnayim B'milva, but you also get Pishnayim B'ribis. And the Gemara says, Loi Rabbanon, he really is going according to the Rabbanon. Milva command the Gavyatam. Yeah, it's the same Sfar on Amaral. But in the Sholchum Itam, it's not a Havamina. In the Sholchum Itam, it's a Maskon. The Shalchum Itam that said Bchor Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva Avolei B'Ribis was saying it, I'll leave it to the Rabbanon. What was the kasha? How, according to the Rabbanon, could it be that you're going to have Pishnayim on a Milva? Madach Shvach Sheshipchun Uchasim not. Certainly Milva not. No, it's not true. It's not a Kolshkein. The reason it's not a Kolshkein is because Milva is actually better than Shvach Sheshipchun Uchasim. And the reason is because it's Kemanda Gav Yadami, being that you're holding on to the Shtar. Obviously, it has to be a milva b'shtar, but being that it's a milva b'shtar, so it's command the gav yadamya, and if it's command the gav yadamya, so it's for that reason, even according to the Rabbanon, you're going to be able to be goy with the milva. So according to the Shalchul Mitam, whether or not a bechor is noitel pishnayim, when it comes to a father who was a malva and the loan was collected after he died, is also totally in the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. But it plays itself out a little bit differently. What are the two shittas? According to Rebbe, who is a makel when it comes to b'char noitel pishnayim b'roike b'mochsek shvach sheshipchun uchasam lacham misavim, you get pishnayim. When it comes to milva, you're going to get pishnayim bein b'milva bein b'ribis. According to the Rabbanon, that are more machmer, so you'll get pishnayim b'milva, but you're not going to get pishnayim b'ribis. How does this differ from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? According to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rebbe is the same, that you're going to get Pishnayim Bein B'Milva Bein B'Ribis, but according to the Rabbanon, you're not going to get Pishnayim Sainat B'Milva Sai B'Ribis. So the machloikis between Shmuel and the Shalchul Mitam is in Shitas Rabbanon as it relates to Bchor being Noitel Pishnayim by a Milva from the Ribis component. That is from the Milva component. According to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, you're not going to get Pishnayim Sainat from the Milva and Sainat from the Ribis. According to Shalchul Mitam, you're going to get Pishnayim from the Milva. You're only not going to get Pishnayim from the Ribis. One of the avoiders, in terms of understanding this stuff a little bit better, is what is the difference What is the difference between the milva and the ribbis in the Sholchu Mitam's Rabbanim? Meaning, according to Rav Yudah Mashmul, there is no difference between the milva and the ribbis. According to the Rabbanon, you don't get the milva, you don't get the ribbis. According to Rabbi, you get the milva and you get the ribbis. The Pishnayim, that is. According to the Sholchu Mitam, in Rabbi's world, the milva and the ribbis. According to the Rabbanon, you get Pishnayim from the milva, but you don't get Pishnayim from the ribbis. Yes, from the principle, not from the interest. What's the difference? And Befrat, the Gemara explained that the reason, according to the Rabbanon, you view it as muchzik is because, being that you're holding on to the shtar, it's command degavya damya. So if the principle is command degavya damya, then the interest is the zelba command degavya damya. Meaning, I don't have the money. Money's gone. I gave it away. Nor vas, being that I could be goyved, it's as if I already was goyved. No. Not so poshut, but Siddhar is a svara in the veld, right? Easier said than done, but this is the svara that the Gemara is working with. But if that's the case, what's the difference if you're dealing with the principal component of the loan or the ribbis component of the loan? And again, this is not ribbis of Isser. This is not an Izo Neshech Sugi. We're talking about where it's mutter to be malva beribbis. So if that's the case, mali the milva, mali the ribbis. So the Rashbam mutches with this a little bit. It's Dibra Maschel Avoloi beribbis. And the Rashbam says a svara. The svara that the Rashbam says is that it could be when a person lends somebody money, and he gets a shtar in exchange. So the shtar is viewed as a mashkin on the loan. But it's only viewed as a mashkin on the principal of the loan. It's not viewed as a mashkin on the interest of the loan. So the command of Gav Yadami is not just because I'm holding on to a shtar. It's not just shtar o'im medligveis kegavoy dami, which by the way is machleik b'sham b'sil, and everybody agrees with that, halacha. But it's more the fact that the shtar that was given bimkoim the money is viewed as a mashkin for the money. But the mashkin is considered a mashkin on what I gave you, not a mashkin on any profits and any interest that I might be able to get in the future. Again, this is a big svara, but one of the avoidas that you have to figure out here is a little bit better. Why would I be considered a muchzik on the milva, but not be considered a muchzik as it relates to the interest? Either way, moving along on this note. Amalei Rav Acha bar Rav l'Ravina. Rav Acha bar Rav told Ravina, Ikla Memel Asrin. A Memel came to our shtot, the Darish, and he said over the following drasha, B'char Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva, Avaloi B'Ribbis. He said that B'char is Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva, but he's not Noitel Pishnayim B'Ribbis. Now, he wasn't saying that a little bit of Rebbe, that's for sure, because according to Rebbe, we know two brises, but one brise, it's Mefurish Rebbe, where Rebbe says that B'char is Noitel Pishnayim B'Im B'Milva B'Im B'Ribbis. So who is he saying it according to? He was saying it according to the Rabbanan. Who does he essentially hold like? A Meimar, it was like the Sholchu Mitam. That according to the Rabbanon, you do get Pishnayim on the Milva, you only don't get Pishnayim on the ribbis. Amar Lei. So Ravina told Rav Acha bar Rav, Nahardoi v'tamayu. Oh, a Meimar comes from Naharda. He's a Nahardoi, and he's Lishitasai to another person that I know that came from Naharda. Who's that other person? So the Gemara is going to say now was Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was from a Naharda. Thus, he's a Nahardoi. And Rav Nachman and Amemra both said the same thing. So who is this Rav Nachman? Says the Gemara. The Omar Rabba said, Gavu karka yeshloi, gavu mois enloi. Rav Nachman said, Gavu mois yeshloi, gavu karka enloi. So Rabba and Rav Nachman were both commenting on the Sholchu Mitam. Sholchu Mitam said that according to the Rabbanon, the Bechor is Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva, Avaloi B'Ribbis. Now, they both held, you have to know how they knew this, but they both held that when Sholchu Mitam said that according to the Rabbanon, the Bechor is going to be Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva, it wasn't in all situations. It depends on when the loiva actually paid down the loan after the father died. How did he pay the loan? Did he pay it in cash or did he pay it in karka? And depending on that, that will determine whether in fact this halacha is true or is not true. So this that we say that according to the Rabbanon, the Bechor is Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva is sometimes true. Again, what does it depend on? Did you pay it in money or did you pay it in karka? Now when yes, when not, that's the machloikis Rabbi Rav Nachman. And that's where our Gemara picks it up. Rabbi says, Gavu karka yeshloi. In the event that the Yorshim will go to karka yeshloi, then the Bechor is going to get Pishnayim, even Alibi the Rabbanon, of a Mois. If he was going for Mois, not. Rab Nachman said, Gavu Mois yeshloi, Gavu karka ainloi. That if he was going for money, yeah. If he was going for karka, no. Now, what are the svaras? So that's the void of the next part of the daf. But the bottom line is, Rab Nachman is a Nahardoi, and Rab Nachman is commenting on what Sholchum Itam said. Sounds like he holds like Sholchum. And if that's the case, a Meimar who walks in one day and he says, which is based on Shalchum Itam, and Rav Nachman who said, which is also going in Shalchum Itam, Alitamayu, they're both Nehardoi, and that's what Ravina meant when he said Nehardoi Litamayu. The two Nehardoi is Alishitosai. Now it's just Kedai to speak out, the obvious, Rabba was not a Nehardoi. Rabba also said this, right? Rabbi and Rav Nachman are both going in Shalchum Itam. So just like Rav Nachman is Shalchum Itam because he says, Gavu Mois Yesh Le Gavu Karke Ein Loi, Rabbi for the same price as Och, so Shalchum Itam when he says, Gavu Karke Yesh Le Gavu Mois Ein Loi. Nobody said, nah, it's not a kasha. We're just saying, I found another Nahardoi who holds like Shalchum Itam. By the way, Shalchum Itam is Eretz Yisrael. That means the Yidden and Nahardoi, they went like the Yerushalmi Yidden. They also go like the Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden, that when it comes to a milveh, even Alibi the Rabbanon, the halacha is that the Bechor is going to get Pishnayim, even Alibi the Rabbanon. Stating that, we now know that it's not always true. So Ribbis for sure not. The Milva, yes, but sometimes. When yeah, when not. So if it's not confusing enough, it's a Machlokes, Rabbah and Rav Nachman. According to Rabbah, Gavu Karka Yeshloi, Gavu Mois Einloi. According to Rav Nachman, Gavu Mois Yeshloi, Gavu Karka Einloi. Now, just, if we're going to speak about Peh for a second, what would be the reason that the Bechor should get Pishnayim be Mois, and what would be the reason that he should get Pishnayim be Karka? Like if you were going to do pros and cons between Karka versus Mois. So what's the Maila that Karka has in this Sugya, and what's the Maila that Mois has in this Sugya? The Maila that Karka has in this Sugya is that if somebody lends somebody money, especially if it's a Milva Bishtar, so he now has a lien on the nechasim ishubadim, he has a lien on the physical assets of the loiva. So gavu karka yeshla makes a lot of sense because already b'chayat chiyusay of the malva, he had some kinyan in it. A shibud is a kinyan, so he already had something in it. As opposed to if you end up collecting money, so the money he never really had a proper lien on. And if that's the case, you could see why the karka is more mochzik. If he ended up collecting karka, so we could see it as mochzik, the Bechor is going to get pishnayim. If he ended up collecting mois, now, what would be the maila of money over karka? Money is what the malva loaned. So when he gave the loiva, he gave him money. So now when he's collecting money, it's keilu, he's getting what he gave him. Now, is he? Of course not. Milva loy tzonit, no. Right? That's the laws of our voice 101. But at the same time, in the world of Ki'ilu Finu, I can hear it a little bit. These are both not clear svaras. But at the same time, if you're going to try to see which is better and which is worse, there's a maila to karka over mois, there's a maila to mois over karka, and it seems like Rabbah and Rav Nachman, respectively, ayin long rashbams, are coming mikoyach these two very simple svaras. But the bottom line is, amalei abaya Rabbah. So we know abaya is a Talmud Muvik of Rabbah. And who else? Rav Yosef. And abaya is always asking questions. Havaya is the abaya v'rova. That's very much a big part of abaya's Avoda and his role in Chas, especially from his Rabbi. When there's Rabbi Yosef, there's always Abaya, and when there's Rabbi, there's very often Abaya. So regardless, somebody Abaya the Rabbi. So Abaya turns to Rabbi and he says, "L'didoch kasha l'Rav Nachman kasha." I'll be honest with you, my holy Rebbe, I don't understand your position. I don't understand Rav Nachman's position either. You can give over the message. "L'didoch kasha," he says, "your shita, I don't understand. Maishna mois deloy. Why do you hold that gavu mois ainloy, right? What did Rabbi hold? Gavu karka yeshloy. Gavu mois ainloy. Why do you hold mois loy? The lavani mois shava kavoy. Because Rav Nachman probably holds that gavu mois yeshloy because, oh, you loaned the money, now you're collecting money back. You hold, nah, milva loy tzonit. No, it's not the same money. See, he said, Rebbe, karka nami, lav ho karka shava kavoy. It's not the same karka. And being that it's not the same karka, so I don't understand. Because that's karka that you collected? Who cares? That's not karka that ever belonged to the father. And being that it's not karka that ever belonged to the father, so why should that be better? So the mois, the fact that the father loaned the money and now is collecting back the money, doesn't make the money muchzik. It's still considered roi. The karka is considered muchzik. What? He never had the karka. Forget, he had the karka less than he had money. money, at least he loaned the money. It's the same asset class. Karka is a whole different world. Now, it requires a little bit of hasbara, right? Because at the end of the day, we said Poshim Shana Rabbi is because he has a lien on the karka. So being that he has a lien on the karka, it's that shibud that makes it mochzik. So the Rashbam Bavaran said, and this is a very important Rashbam, it's a one-line Rashbam, which is an anomaly, considering there are like 50-line Rashbams on the Zaman. But this is a one-line Rashbam that's very critical in terms of understanding the hemshech and the flow of the Gemara. And that is, second line from the top. Lav ha karka shavak avuoin, di havi boi loiva have a mesalik lebezuzin. And the answer to the obvious response, and that is what I mean, I have a shibud, I'm not nispal from the shibud. The reason I'm not nispal from the shibud is because did the loiva have to give the karka? Now, sometimes he does. There's a concept of an apoiteki, right? Poitekoi. But that's not what we're talking about. In your classic loan that Shalchem Itam was describing, that wasn't the case. And if that's the case, if the loiva would have said, you know, I'm not giving you karka, instead I'm just going to give you a check, and lamachop, done, right? Never want to see you again. Okay, if that's what he would have done, he would have every right to do that. And if that's the case, you can't view this shibud as being such a proper shibud. Either way, Sabaya tells Rabba, number one, with Yidok Kasha, I don't understand your shita, maishno, mois, and maishno karka, mois. No, because Mivaloitzonin, it's not the same money. Karka, it wasn't his karka, the father's karka, the chatchila. And the fact that he has a shibud on it, I'm not nispal from. Because if he wants to be mesalakim bidmei, he could be mesalakim bidmei. But then he followed up. He said, besides, and we need the Bach's girsa here, Hamar hu da amar, you yourself are the one that said, mistabret taimu de bnei marava, that the time of the bnei marava, also the Eretz Yisrael, the Geyidin, makes a lot of sense. And the reason is because of the following svara. They called them safta, vizavna zvina zvini. Because if the grandmother would have gone and she would have sold, her mechira would have been a mechira. And if that's the case, how could you say what you said? So what in the world does this even mean? So the Rashbam says that the rest of the story is really amid beis of today's daf. The Gemara is going to tell the following story. Now really, it would make more sense to go through the story properly and then come back and understand this line of the Gemara, but I think it's a little weird. So let's just speak out a little bit of the story, and then when we see it inside, we'll see it inside. So Maisa Shoya Kachay, there was a man who had an estate. He also had a grandmother. And he wrote in his will that when he dies, he wants his grandmother to yarshin his nechasim. But he said that after his grandmother dies, he doesn't want his grandmother's yarshin to yarshin it from then. But then he wants it to go over to his own yarshin. So the first person that he would like to bequeath all his nechasim is to his grandmother. But at the same time, he doesn't want that after the grandmother dies, his aunts and uncles are going to get it. That didn't interest him already. So he said, after that, I want that it should already go to my yarshin. Now, it turns out he had one yarish. His yarish was a daughter who happened to have been married. Regardless, the daughter died, his daughter, Loyaleno. The grandmother died, and the husband of the daughter went and claimed that he right now is the rightful owner of this estate. What was the cheshbon? The cheshbon was very simple. The cheshbon was that he gave it over technically to his grandmother. But at the same time, he was very clear that the grandmother's going to only have rights to it as long as the grandmother's alive. Once the grandmother dies, then it goes to his yarshin. Who is his yarish? He had one daughter. And that daughter's not alive anymore. So who should yarshin then the daughter? It's the husband that should yarshin the daughter. So the husband, this guy's Aiden, basically claimed that I'm now the one that should get these nechasim. Either way, it was a major machloikis on Meiram. They had to literally send a shliach from Eretz Yisrael, the Bezdin HaGadol. They had to be machriya. This was a sholchu mitam. The Bnei Marava came and they opined. And the Gemara gave different svaras why the husband should have a schusin, it shouldn't have a schusin. It's actually not a hard Gemara. We'll see the Gemara on Amid Beis. But either way, Rabbah heard this whole halacha, and Rabbah said, "Mistabre taimid de bnei marava," that I hold that it's pasha that the husband did not have a schus to yarshin it. And the reason is, the ikadim safta vizovna, zvina zvini, when the safta had it, during that time that the safta had it, if the safta wanted to sell it, could she have sold it? Yeah, it was hers 100%. The only limitation she had was that when she dies and doesn't go to her yarshin, then it's going to skip a few generations and it's going to instead go to his yarshin. But in the mitten derinin, who has it? She has it 100%. And the raya that she has it 100% is because she could sell it. And the fact that she could sell it means that it's 100% hers, and you don't see his yarshim as having any chelik in it. Meaning, Abaye is talking to Rabba, it's a little bit of a leap, a little bit of a tushtel. You see that if one person owns something right now, and he has the right to sell it and do with it whatever he wants to do with it, that makes him the 100% owner. And another person that has a lien or a claim or a schos or a roi is viewed as having nothing in it because of the fact that the other guy right now can do what? He can wheel and deal. He could be a soicha with it. If you want to sell something and you could, that makes you the 100% owner. So it's a follow-up on the original taina. Amale, Abaye Rabba, Abaye tells Rabba, he says, Rabba, you're saying gavu karka yeshli, gavu mois einloi. Number one, I don't understand why gavu karka yeshli. Gavu mois einloi, because it's not the same money. It's not the same karka. It's not like he loaned him the karka. Elamai, you're going to tell me what? You're going to tell me, but he has a lien on the karka. So in Svara, Iboi have you loiva have a masalik lebezuzi. Being that if the loiva wants to be masalik lebezuzi, he could, that should be enough. But he says, I'll tell you more than that. If the loiva wanted to sell this karka right now, could he? Yeah. And you're the one that was machri and that famous shayla with the ahi safta, that the fact that you could sell something makes you the 100, 1000% owner. If that's the case, it's push it, then who owns this? The loiva owns it. And it's 100% roi, klapi the bachar. And if it's roi, ain't a bachar, noito, pishnaim, but roi, kibbe buchsa. So what's this mile of karka? Now I understand, there's a sholchum itam out there. But like you and Svara see karka over mois, I don't see any reason to be mechalik between karka and between mois. Either way, this was Abaye's kasha that he asked on Rabban. Then he says, Rav Nachman also kasha. I don't say Rav Nachman, what did Rav Nachman say? Gavu mois yeshloi. Gavu karka einloi. So he said, first of all, the same amount of shachmaish, the karka deloi, why karka not the lavha karka shava gavuin? Meaning, because what did the father lend? He didn't lend karka, he lent money. He didn't lend karka, and you collected karka, the karka is roi. If it's roi, you don't get pishnaim. Well, mois nami, even though he loaned money, abalav hani mois shava gavuin, he didn't lend him this money. He didn't leave over. This is not the money. It was a different money. So I just don't see why money should be a ma'ilav. And besides, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravu, he says, Avastir Rav Nachman too. Because Rav Nachman said the name of Rabbi Ravu, Yisoymin shogavu karka b'chayvus aviyem. In the event that Yisoymin collected karka b'chayvus aviyem. So again, what happened? There was a malva who died. And now the Yisoymin successfully were able to collect some outstanding chayv. Okay, so they now take in all this money. B'chayv chayzev agayv mehem. The halacha is that if the father was not just a malva, he was also a loiva, so his malva has a right to go ahead and collect that. Now, it's talking specifically with the Yisoyimim were goyved karka b'chayvah saviyah. So again, you have Yisoyimim, whose father was a malva and a loiva, he wore both hats. So they collected karka, b'toiras yarshim of the malva, and then a malva of the father came and said, I want you to give me the karka b'teris yarshim of the loiva. So the halacha is they have to. Yisoyim shagavu karka b'chayv saviyim, b'chayv choyze b'goyv mehem. And the reason is because we view this karka as being nechasa meshubadim, and the halacha is that a malva can collect from the karka of the assignment. This is the, now this dinam aboli parma nechasa yisoyim like the parel of a shvud. There are halachas, but one of the halachas is that you can collect from karka, you can't collect from a metaltalin, and here's the chiddush. Even though the karka was not in the possession of the father when he died, he only collects. So what do you see from here? You see that even though he didn't physically have the karka, but being that he had the schus to collect the karka, that makes him a muchzak on the karka. And who said this? Rav Nachman is the one that said it. So said Abaye, Rabbeinu Damakuma. Rav Nachman says, Gavu mois yeshloi, gavu karka einloi. That when it comes to karka, the Bechor doesn't get Bishnayim because it's not in his Rishos. Had this shtim with another Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said that Yisoyimim shogavu karka b'chayv saviyim, b'alchayv chayzav gavu mehem, which is clearly predicated on the fact that we view the karka as yeah being in his Rishos. So if you think about it, Abaye asks Sayan Rabba, Sayan Rav Nachman. Again, remember, Rabba and Rav Nachman, this is very important. Almost giving away the Gemara's teretz. They're both coming to explain the Shalchum Itam. And they both hold that the Shalchum Itam didn't mean it 100%. This, that according to the Rabbanon, you could collect the milva, get the full pishnayim. That's true sometimes. What's it depend on? Were you going to karka or were you going to metalka? Rabbi said, Gavu karka yesh le gavu mois einloi. Rav Nachman said, Gavu mois yesh le gavu karka einloi. Abaye said, Rav Nachman, I have two kashas on both shittas. The first kasha is the same. It's the same on Rabbi Zain Rav Nachman, Maman of Shach. I don't know the difference between Karka and the difference between Metatlan. To me, I can't hear a chilek. Besides, Rabbi holds that Gavu Karka Yeshloi had his shtim with Rabbi Lushitasoi by Ahi Safta. And Rav Nachman holds Gavu Karka Einloi had his shtim with Rabbi Nachman Lushitasoi as it relates to Yisrael Mishu Gavu Karka B'chayv Sabi and B'chayv Chayzav B'chayv Meher. So first of all, what's the chilek? The whole chilek makes no sense to me, says Abaya. And if anything, you mamish flip the shittas because Rabbi Lushitasoi doesn't shtim and Rabbi Nachman Lushitasoi doesn't shtim. So the Gemara says, on the way, Rabbi heard Abaya out very respectfully and he told him, my tired Talmud, loyli di di kasha, the loyli Rav Nachman kasha. All your kashas are not shver on me, and they're not shver Rav Nachman. Why not? Because taima de bnei ma'arava ka amrinon v'lon loy spiralon. We were never saying what we owe. We never said this is our shita. We never ever said this is our shita. All we said was what the bnei ma'arava must have held. Sholchu mitam, there was some shita of the bnei ma'arava. What was the shita of the bnei ma'arava? That the halacha is Gavu Milva, the Bechar Zaita Bishnaim, even Alibi the Rabbana, but only sometimes. And the question is when? And I was saying what I thought, and Rav Nachman was saying what he thought, but it has nothing to do with our Shita. So you're asking me, Mamon of Shailas, I don't even want from me. This is not my Shita. And you're asking me, how do I shtim with something else I said, and has Rav Nachman shtim with something else he said? It doesn't have to shtim, because we weren't saying our Shita. We were just saying what we believe the Shulchan Mitam held. Now, if you look, and you don't need a magnifying glass to see this. This is a very long Rashbam here on this Amid. It's Dibra Maskel Tamayo, goes all the way to the bottom of the Amid. And in this monster Rashbam, the Rashbam works through this Gemara a little bit more beyond. I'll just mention super duper high level what's going on in this Rashbam. And that is, the Rashbam says like this. The Rashbam says that as it relates to the first kasha that Abaya asked Sai and Rabbi Sai Rav Nachman, which was Mamon of Shok. They answered the kasha very good. I don't even want for my life. It's a good kasha, Mamon of Shok. Go ask the go to Eretz Yisrael. Go with Tom and ask them. Right? This is a shita of Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with us. But we're maskim, in other words. So what does it mean they're maskim? What are they maskim to, says Rashbam? Meaning, what does Abaya want? Right? We're maskim that what? That doesn't matter if you're goiva karka or if you're goiva metaltalin, it's always going to be the same. And it's going to be the same that what? That it's going to be considered ra'oi, and the Bechor is not going to be noitel pishnayim. Let's say this out for a second. Meaning, like Shmuel, in the beginning of the daf, that holds that aliba de rabbonon ein Bechor noitel pishnayim b'milva at all. Right, because if you think about it, if in Svara, I don't hear why gavu ma'ois should be yeshloi, and in Svara, I don't hear why gavu karka should be yeshloi. So essentially, you don't hear why it should ever be yeshloi. So it should always be einloi. If it's always einloi, then you just knocked out the whole Shalchum Itam. You didn't just knock out the Spalt in Shalchum Itam, you knocked out the whole Shalchum Itam, because you don't understand this and you don't understand that. So essentially you don't understand anything. Which means what you left with is Rav Yudah Mashmul, which was the beginning of the Daf. So you hold like Shitas Rav Yudah Mashmul. And the Rashbam says it's Poshet. That's what Rabbi held, that's Rav Nachman held, because that's the Halacha, not like the Shalchum. It's a very Shverish Shalchum Itam. And as a result, that's for sure how they're going to come out L'maisa. So you want to know how they're going to come out L'maisa. That's how they're going to come out of Maisa. But the Rashbam says that you have to understand the second kasha. Why? So we'll take the simpler version. If you go through the longer version, I ain't jump. But the simpler version in the Rashbam is as follows. What was the steer in Rabbah? The steer in Rabbah was, how could Rabbah hold that Gavu Karka Yeshloi? Didn't Rabbah Paskin by the story with the grandmother that anytime you could be Mesalik, anytime you could sell something, that means you're 100% the owner. If you're 100% the owner, so that means the Bechar for sure would be a Roi. That's not a Kasha, right? Why is that not a Kasha? Because Anachanami, that is what Rabbi Shita is. You want to know what Rabbi Shita is? Rabbi Shita is that Alibi the Rabbanon, the Bechar is not going to get Pishnayim B'milva if it's Karka either. He said, Gavu Karka Yeshla. Yeah, it's all coming to explain the Shalchum Itam. He doesn't hold like the Shalchum Itam. So what he said, his psak halacha that he said in the Maisa with Ahu Safta doesn't have to shtim with Gavu Karka Yesha, because Gavu Karka is going in the Shalchum Itam. Now, we didn't learn the Maisa with the Safta yet, but we saw enough to appreciate why this is not so simple. Because just read the words of the Gemara. What did Rabbi say? Rabbi said, Mestaber Taima de B'nai Marava. That was also B'nai Marava. The Maisa of the Safta was also the B'nai Marava. So it's true, Rabba doesn't have to shim with the Shalchum Mitam. But the B'nai Marava have to shim with the Shalchum Mitam because the Mitam was Marava, was coming from the West. It was coming from Eretz Yisrael. So the Rashbam mutches with that, and that's a big part of the Arichas of the Rashbam. I ain't sure. But as it relates to Rabba, the simple way out of this part of the Daf is that, what do you want from me? I agree with you. I don't like Shmuel. I have no understanding in why you should ever view the collecting of a loan as being a mochzik. Joe, in Rebbe's world, yeah, Rebbe has a much more liberal definition of mochzik. But in the Rabbanan's understanding, absolutely no way. And that's not what we hold. Shalchu Mitam held that way, and it was understood they didn't always hold it. And I'd rather, oh, gavu karki yesh, like gavu moyzeinle. It doesn't stem with my psak and saft. Of course not. I hold like Shmuel. I don't hold in any of this in the first place. But in Rav Nachman, it's fair. Why is it fair in Rav Nachman? Because if Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel, says the Reshba, that what? That the Bechor is never noital pishnayim when it comes to a milva. Saibe karka, saibe mois, saibe milva, saibe ribis. That means we view the whole thing as being roy. So then what's pshana Rav Nachman's halacha? You saw him shagavu karka bechayve saviyim, ba'choyv choyze v'goyve mehem. What do you mean? That was not ever considered to be in the possession of the father. And if that's the case, what gives the right now to the father's malva, la'acham moisai, right? He could only collect from things that were physically in his rishos. This was not in his rishos. I had a milva, and it was karka. I understand, but you see that in the world of Bechor, we view it as being roy. So if we view it as roy, you should be able to get it. That Rashbam says is a grace akasha. Again, just a little bit of a tayameh of what's going on in this Rashbam. Bottom line is, we told over a story about the grandmother. So the Gemara now is going on Amid Beis, actually not a hard Amid Beis. Tell the story. My safta. What was the story with the grandmother? Dahuda Amalud was person that said, Nichsi l'safta, I want all my nechasim to go to my grandmother, u'basra l'yarsoi, and after the grandmother dies, I wanted to go over to my yarshin, havalei barta d'ava nesiva. This man had a daughter that was married, shchiva b'chaye baylo, u'b'chaye safta. And this daughter died, sai during the lifetime of her husband, and sai during the lifetime of her grandmother. Basa the shchiva safta. Anyways, this man died, the nechasim went over to the grandmother, and then the grandmother died. So after the grandmother died, Asabal Katava, the daughter of the original Manchel, who had died, husband came and said that, I believe I'm the next rightful owner in these nechasim. Again, why? Because even though initially he went to the grandmother, but the man was very clear, he stipulated it. He said that after the grandmother dies, I wanted to go to my Yarshim. So who is his Yarish? His daughter. Now she's not alive. Okay, the Baal is Yarish. So she go to the husband. And there was a big tumult. Does the husband get it? Does the husband not get it? So what was the yisoid of the tumult? Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Liyarsi v'afilu liyarsi yarsi. Yeah, for sure the husband gets it. Because what did he say? He said, Ubasro liyarsa. It should go to my Yarshim. My Yarshim meaning my Yarshim or my Yarshim's Yarshim. Meaning the daughter is his Yarish. The husband is the Yarish is Yarish. The daughter's Yarish is the Baal. But I don't see why the husband shouldn't get it. Rav Anon, Rav Anon said, Liyarsi v'loy liyarsi yarsi. No, what he meant was that it should go to his Yarshim. But if it ever has to come to the Yarshim, that already not, the husband's not going to get it. Says the Gemara, they didn't know what to do. They sent the message to Eretz Yisrael, Shalchu Mitam, and from Eretz Yisrael, they sent back Hilchaso Kavase de Rav Anon. That loch is like Rav Anon, what? That the husband doesn't get it? Of the lav mitameh, not for his reason. Hilchaso Kavase de Rav Anon, the Baal Yoris. That loch is like Rav Anon, that the husband doesn't get it? Of the lav mitameh, but not for his reason. Either Rav Anon Sava, Rav Anon holds Afagav Tavali, bro, the Bart de Yoris. What would be if this daughter had a son? Then for sure the son would have also not Yarshin, right? Why would the son of not Yarshin? Because he's also Yarsi Yarsi. Oh, but Veloy, it's not true. Dila Havalei Brolabarte Vada Yaris. He's a chawud of Yarshin. Ubal Hainu Taimit Lo Yaris. You want to know why the husband doesn't Yarshin? Mishum the Havalei Roy. Because we look at him as Roy. In Abal Noitel Beroy Kibemuchsek. He was only a Roy. Did his wife have it while she was alive? No. It was by the Safta. And it's for that reason. In Habal Noitel Beroy Kibemuchsek, just like in Abachar Noitel Beroy Kibemuchsek, and therefore he's not going to get it. So Rav Anon held that the reason the husband doesn't get it is because the man that died, he was very particular in his language, where Mamish being Dairish, the Lashon Hedyed of his Tzava. Liyarsoi, v'loi liyarsi arsoi. Shalchu Mitam said, no, that's not true. I totally disagree with that. If the Yairish of the daughter would have been a son, for example, for sure he would have gotten it. It's Yarsi Yarsoi, who cares? I hold like Rav Huna holds. Liyarsi Vafilu Liyarsi Yarsoi. The reason would be Machri like Rav Anna, not like Rav Huna, is for a different reason. It's because the Yairish here was the Baal. So Rav Huna and Rav Anan had this global machloikis. And Shalchum Itam, they said, we, in the global machloikis, we hold like Rav Huna. But in the specific Maisa Shaya, Kachaya, Gishmak, here we hold like Rav Anan, right? So basically, he sent back, I have good news and bad news. Like, you're both right and you're both wrong. We hold like Rav Huna, but in Halacha, we're going to fear eyes like Rav Anan. But the Gemara says, Bechad Rav Huna, Sava Baal Noita Baroi Kibbe Muchzik. So how do you make sense of Rav Huna? Meaning, Rav Huna said, Liyarsi Afilu Yarsi Yarsi. And he seemed to hold that even in this case, the husband was able to get it. What happened to Ina Baal Noitim Baraikim and Muchzik? So this was a big shiloh that the Rabbanu were tumbling with. And like with many of the Gemaras here in Yesh Neuchlin, there's always like a little bit of extra drama. Amar Rabbalazah said, Dovaz and Niftach Bigdoilim Venestayim Bigtanim. This halach, it started off, the psicha was Bigdoilim. Who was the Gadol? Rav Huna, who said this halach, Liyatza Filiyars Venestayim, and it's going to end with the ketanim. Who's the katan? Me, Rabbi Elazar said. I'm going to explain it. And that is, kol oimer acharecha, kol oimer me'achshav dami. That the side of Rav Huna's halacha is, because the way we view this ma'aseh shaya kachaya is, that the husband actually gave the nechasim immediately to who? To Ziyarish. That's who he gave it to. He actually gave it to his daughter. He gave it to his daughter. He said the safta gets it as long as she's alive. She gets a kinyan peiros in it. She has the schus hashtamshus in it. The gedder was not that the guf is flying all over the place. That first it goes to the grandmother, then it goes to the great-granddaughter who's not alive anymore, so to her husband. No, that's not what happened over here. It goes immediately to his yarish. What's Hilchas Yerusha? Hilchas Yerusha is, ben ein loy, levartav snach losu levita. And that's what happened. He wasn't coming to alter the laws of Nachas. He just said, as long as the Bab is alive, she gets full rights. What's the Raya? Because he said, Vahedya, I don't want her to have the schus to bequeath it to her Yarshim. So the Teretz says, it's going immediately. It's Ka'im me'achshav dami. So it's Muchzik. Oh, it's Muchzik. So what happens when she dies and the grandmother's not in the picture anymore? So then the Baal gets in, and that's why he was able to get it. Either way, so the Gemara says, Rav Huna, Rav Anon, Sholchu Mitam, Rav Elazar, Dovaz and Niftach, Bigdoilim, Estayim, Bigtanim. So this was a whole discussion. Amar Rava, now we're coming full circle. We'll end with this. Rava heard all this. He said, Mistam, time with the B'nai Marava. I got to think that what the B'nai Marava are saying makes perfect sense, and the reason is that what? That the Baal should not be able to get it. So until now we had two reasons why the Baal shouldn't be able to get it. Either he doesn't get it because it's liyarsi v'loy liyarsi yarsai, that was Rav Anna, or he shouldn't be able to get it. Why? Because in a Baal noita b'roike b'muchzik, Rabbi came and he threw in a third shnita. That is the kadim safta v'zovna zvina zvini. What would be if the safta would go ahead and the safta would sell it? So zvina zvini, right? It would be a good mechira. Being that if she would go ahead and she would sell, it would be a good mechira. That means it was 100% hers. What does it mean it was 100% hers? That means that she had the Kenyan guf, and if she had the Kenyan guf, so it's for that reason we view it as having belonged to the safta, and if it belonged to the safta, there's going to be a problem in a baal noit roik of muchzik. Just explain this a little bit better. Right, the Gemara just said that what was Pshat and Rav Huna? Rav Huna really agreed with everything the Rav Anan said. Right, Rav Huna Be'etzim agreed with everything the Rav Anan said. Meaning, he agrees in a baal noit roik of muchzik. So why then does the baal get it? Because we view it as if who owns it right now? It's not the safta that owns it, it's the daughter that owns it. As a result, it's muchzik. If it's muchzik, when the Baal takes it, it's not a problem. The Baal being noit of a roikib and muchzik. Rav Anan obviously doesn't agree with that. So what then is the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Anan, if you think about it? Right, if you think about it. So, the yarsi, v'loy liyarsi yarsai, liyarsi afil liyarsi yarsai. But if you drill down a little bit more, they seem to be arguing mechanically what was meant over here. When this man said that I want my grandmother to have it as long as she's alive, and then it should go to my daughter. Who owns the guf right now? Does the grandmother own the guf right now, or does the daughter own the guf right now? Rav Huna is saying clearly that who owns the guf right now? The guf belongs to the daughter. As opposed to, that's why there's no problem of being noit b'roik of a muchzik. Whereas Sholchu Mitam, right? Sholchu Mitam holds, Rav Anan, you have to know if it's Rabbanan, but Sholchu Mitam holds, no, it really belongs to the grandmother. So grab a mistam retaim of the Sholchu Mitam. I'll be a riot to the Sholchu Mitam. Because if the grandmother tried selling, could she sell it? Yeah. Oh, so you see that she must be the rightful owner. So that's where Rabbi Svara of Ikadim Safta Vizovna Zvina Zvini is talking directly to the two shitas over here in this Gemara. But the bottom line is, why did we talk about the Safta? Because it had a Sheiches. It was one of Abaya's four kashas that he asked on Rabbah and Rav Nachman, who were explaining the Sholchu Mitam. that we're going into the Shita of the Rabbanon as it relates to a Bechar being Noitel Pishnayim B'Milvus. Again, what was the topic of today's daf? The topic of today's snaf was very much a continuation of yesterday's daf, which is Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon with regards to Inab Bechar Noitel Pishnayim B'Roike B'Muchzik. They argued in terms of scope, how far does this halacha go? The Rabbanon seemed to take a more stringent position. Rebbe has a much more liberal position. Yesterday's daf, and in the very beginning of today's daf, where does a chapanaf kamina? Man dies, it leaves over an estate, and the state appreciates in value, and it happens on its own, without any intervention from the assignment. Does the Bechar get Pishnayim? Does it not get Pishnayim? According to Rabbana, no. According to Rabbi, yeah. Today's daf, there's another nafkamina. Man dies, he had an outstanding loan, the assignment collect the loan after he dies. Does the Bechar get Pishnayim? Or does he not get Pishnayim? That too is very much totally in the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. What does Rebbe hold? Gets Pishnayim. Sai from the Milva and from the Ribbis as well, by the way. Gets Pishnayim from any interest that's collected. What do the Rabbanon hold? That's a major Machlokes. Shmuel, and we saw also Rabbi and Rav Nachman, they all hold that you're not going to get Pishnayim. Sai not from the Milva, sai not from the Ribbis, and it doesn't matter if you go to the Karka, if you go to the Mois. Because at the end of the day, this is one big Roy. In the Rabbanon's Havan and understanding of which is a very broad understanding, this without a question qualifies as being Roy, you're not going to get it. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a big Chiddush, Shalkumitan. They said there's a chiluk between Milva and Ribbis. The Ribbis you're not going to get. The Milva you're going to get, which in and of itself is a little bit tzarech beer. What's the difference between the Milva and the Ribbis? But the Milva, yeah, and it was understood by the Amiram, even by the Milva, not always. Sometimes yeah, sometimes not. When yeah, when not, Rabbi and Rav Nachman debated it. They both acknowledge, or at least Rabbi is the one talking in the Gemara, says, I'll be honest with you, I don't really understand the chiluk. But at the same time, there is some assertion that they didn't always mean it. When did they mean it? Could be Karka, could be Mois, a little bit of Shver Sugis, but Derech Agav, the Gemara told the story about a Safta, which apparently was one of these dramatic Yesh Neuchlin Sugis, which was the last part of today's daf. Either way, just to end the first daf, first live daf from the current cycle, after Yontif, with a little bit of Doverby, like just one Hergish, and that is, so the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, one of the many times that the Torah discusses the Mo'adim, says, Shivas Yomim Tocha Yigla Hashem Aloikecha, referring to the Yontif of Sukkis, V'amokim Ashi Yifchar Hashem, Ki Yivarechecha Hashem Aloikecha, B'chol Tfu Oscha, U'b'chol Maise Yodecha, V'hoyiso Achsomech. So on Yontif, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. V'somachto b'chagecha, ato v'imcha, v'itecha, v'abdecha, v'amasecha, U'smachtem l'fnei Hashem Aloikechem Shivas Yomim, the Hoyiso Achsomeach. The Torah says, specifically by the Yontif of Sukkis, there's a mitzvah to be Achsomeach. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lefi Pshutai, that if you learn this pasuk, Pshutai Shal Mikra, ain't that Lashon Tzivoy. These words, the Hoyiso Achsomeach, is actually not a tzivoy, it's not a commandment, it's not a mitzvah. What then is it? Elo Lashon Havtacha, it's a promise. The Torah is saying, Shivas Yomim Tochik Hashem Aloikecha B'Mokem Hashiyivcha Hashem. And if you do that, Yivorecha Hashem Aloikecha, HaKadosh Baruch is going to give you bracha, B'chol Tfuascha, U'b'chol Maisi Yodecha, and not just that, V'hoyisu Achsamech. There's a Haftocha, there's a promise, there's a guarantee that you are going to be B'simcha. So for Yid Pravis Sukkis in the proper way, says the Torah, a Haftocha, Ani Maftiach Lecha, She Tie Achsamech. Now the reason Rashi says Lofi Pshutai is because the Gemara Mesech the Sukkot Afim Chesam Aralef Darshins from Vayisa Achsameach that there's a Chi of Simcha Beleil Shmini Atzeres V'advar Matikin. There's a lot of Lomdis that's learned out from those words Vayisa Achsameach, which would clearly imply that Vayisa Achsameach is a mitzvah, and it's actually teaching me Alocha in Simchas Yontif that I wouldn't know without that Tzivoy Vayisa Achsameach. But says Rashi, that's Lofi Talmudai. But you want to know the Lefi Pshutai ain't a Lashon Tzivoy. Rather, it's a Lashon Avtocha. And I think this is something that's a little bit Tzarech Bir. Somebody Pravis Yontif. Shivas Yomim Tochik Lashem Aloikecha B'amokim Asher Yivcha. You're going to get Bracha. And not just that, the Eibush says, I promise you, you're going to be B'simcha. And not just you're going to be B'simcha. Ach Sameach. What does Ach Sameach mean? If you look at the Ibn Ezra on the word Ach. Ki loy tie ki imke. Ach means this and only this. There's a haftocha in the Torah that's dangling in front of our eyes that says, you want to be happy, right? You're trying to pursue happiness. There's a way to tap into a haftocha that's called Vehoyiso Ach Sameach. That's what it's called. What do you have to do? It sounds like you have to pray Yom Tov. Shivas Yom Tochek L'Hashem Alekecha V'mokam HaShiyivchar Hashem. Now, it's really in the context of all the Mayadim, but it's specifically in the context of Sukkot. And if you do this, there's a Loshen Avtocha V'yisach Samech, and I think that really, the Pshutei Shal Mikra is Eino Yomer Ela Dershuni. It's something that requires a little bit of Hasbara. So, again, I don't know Pshat, but just one Hergish. If you ask the man on the street, what's Yom Tov all about? Right? The Jews have three major primary Yom Tovim. There's Pesach, the Shavuos, and the Sukkot. Why do you celebrate Pesach? It's easy. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We were once slaves in Mitzrayim. Avodim Ayinu L'Parei B'Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out with us out with Nisim and the flies. He made us the Am HaNivchar. He gave us the Torah. He brought us into Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, we have an obligation to be Makir Tov, to the incredible miracles that Hashem performed to us 3,300 years ago. And that's what this is all about. And we say it in davening. This is Man Chiruseinu, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Pesach is all about. What's Shavuos about? So, Shavuos, what do you mean? That's when we got the Torah, right? We got the Torah on Shavuos. Tatitein lonu Hashem Elokeinu mayadu l'simcha, chag ha-Shavuos, which is what Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's when we got the Torah. Now, if you're shtickle baki, maybe you know that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was karbonis that were brought, Shnei Alechem, it was Mater, the Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's like a carbon component to it as well, but we don't have that now. For sure, what is Shavuos all about? Shavuos is man matan Torah Seinu. What about Sukkot? Oh, that's easy. L'man yedu derisechem ki besukkos eshafti es b'nei Yisrael, machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, Sukkos mamish, Anani Yaakovit. We paskin Anani Yaakovit. So Sukkos is also, it's Zeichel, it's Yitzhi Mitzrayim, it's Anani Yaakovit. Oh, Kana ben Shoyal, if that's the case, so why are you proving Sukkos the Chaydash Tishrei? Oh, it's the Torah's Kasha, the Goyim, Chazoris Anani Yaakovit, V'rotziso banu, V'advar matikim. Right, that's the simple answer. And it's a good answer. It's for sure the right answer. But there's another part of this equation that incredibly gets overlooked. And that is, the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, Es chaga matzois tishmar, shivas yomim toichel, matzois kasher tzivisicho, l'moyet chodesh aviv, ki boya tzosam yi mitzroyim, v'lo yiro upon ayrekam. The Torah says that a yid has to observe the chaga matzois. When do you observe the Chag HaMatzos? It's L'moyed, in the designated time, which is Chodesh HaOviv. It's during the springtime, right? Pesach always falls out during the spring. Ad Kidei Kach, Pesach always falls out during the spring. The Pasuk says, Shomer is Chodesh HaOviv. Chazal learned from there the concept of Ibur HaShanah, that literally the months were manipulated so that the lunar year, which is obviously what we use to cheshmin amayadim, should stem with the solar year, so that Pesach should always fall out during the Chodesh HaOviv. But the Torah says, L'moyed when Chodesh HaOviv. V'chag HaKotzer, B'kurei Masecha Asher Tizre Basot. Additionally, you should also celebrate the Chag of Kotzer. What does it mean to be Kotzer? Kotzer, it's one of the Lamedes Malachas, when you cut the tefillah from the field. V'chag HaOsnif, not just that, the Yontif, the festival of the harvest, when you go and you gather all your different tefillah, that's also something you should do. When B'tzeis Hashanah, that you celebrate at the end of the year, Ba'ospecha es Masecha min Asadeh. When you're going to take all the tefillah and you're going to bring it in from the field. And then the pasuk says, Sholish Pamim Bashana Yerok, Oschorcha Pnei Adon Hashem, and this is one of the several times that the Torah mentions the mitzvah to be Oilerech. So the Torah over here is talking about the three Yomim Tovim. And the Torah says, what's the three Yomim Tovim? The first one is L'moyet Chodesh HaAviv. The second one is Chag HaKotzer. The third one is Chag HaOsef. Now, we always say this, we're not farmers. But clearly this has something to do with agriculture and has something to do with the world of farming. Let me tell you what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, V'hine, Kulam al Maisav min HaSadeh. All three of the Yomim Tovim are associated with the Meleches HaSadeh. Lo Seis Bohem Hoidah Le'lokim. And there are Yomim Tovim during those seasons so that you should be able to give a Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher hu shoymer chukai shamay. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shoymer of Teva. Umoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. And the Eibishne is the moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Lahaspia nefesh oikeiko v'nefesh re'eva milei toiv. Says the Ramban, if the Torah refers to Pesach as being B'chodesh Ha'aviv and Shavuos nischag HaKotzer and Sukkis nischag HaOsef, then it's not a coincidence. It's not just Marim Mokim Ani Lecha. No, we know when the Yom Tovim are. You can look it up on a calendar. right? If you celebrate Sukkot during the Chag HaAsav and you don't do Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Ches, then you're not Yoytz in a mitzvah. So why is the Torah mentioning this? Says the Ramban, there's a reason for it. There's an oimek. Kulam al maisa min asadeh, because this is the time that you have to give a daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shayim rechuk kishamayim, umoytzi lachem in haaretz, laspia nefesh hakegev nefesh revi milot. But then the Ramban goes further, and he says a dover nefla. The Ramban says that be'emes, that's the whole yisoid of the mitzvah la'aliyah l'regel. Again, we were never zoicha to be oil regal. V'sham na'al v'neiro. One day we'll be zoicha. We haven't been zoicha yet. But if you visualize Aliyah L'Regel, what was it all about? You're going up to the Makom HaMikdash and you're going to do something. You're going to bring a carbon, right? The dinim, the lumdus, the chakirus, the sugyas, that we know a little bit. But like, what's the experience? What are you supposed to feel? What are you supposed to say? Like, which kapitel tilim are you supposed to? Like, what is the nusach of the yid who's mali ergeshim, he's coming to be oil regal? So Ramban tells you what it is. You know what Ramban says? It says a clue in the pasuk. Every single time the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, three times. Shalish pamim bashani yeirah kol schorcha el pnei ha'adoin Hashem. The Torah always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the adoin. What does it mean to be the adoin? Adoin means balabus. The Eivish is balabus. Right, that's what it means, says the Ramban. Vitzeh, he's going behemshach. This is the reason, tam el pnei ha'adoin Hashem. Shehu ha'adoin ha'mefarneis la'olam la'avodav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. He's the boss, he's the master. He's the master, and he's mefarnes his avodim. Ubenatlam pras milafanov, and it's only appropriate that if you go to your boss and you pick up a paycheck, if you're an eved, that's noital pras from an avodim. Lincoln freed the slaves. It's hard for us to properly visualize a slave, but if you're an eved and you're going to your avodim right now and you're being noital pras, you know what you have to do? You have an obligation now to go to your avodim and say shkoyach. But here's the punchline: yavoy elav and lirois mayitzav. I mean, here I appreciate it so much. Thank you is very nice, right? It's easy to say thank you, but it's not enough to say thank you. Also, lirois mayitzavim, what can I do for you now? Shkoich, I appreciate it. I want to be makutoyv. And how can I express my akoros atoyv? Vehine, says Ramban, that's the word pinei, that's what it means, and that's what other nobis is. The yisoid of Aliyah L'Regel had nothing to do, says the Ramban. I mean, the Ramban says this. It's a lulei de mistafina, but it's not, because I'm just quoting the Ramban. The Ramban says that mitzvah aliyah regal had nothing to do with zeichel yitzias mitzrayim, and nothing to do with zman matan teiraseinu, and has nothing to do with kibasukah se shafti es bnei Yisrael. You know what it has to do with? It has to do with chodesh aviv, chaga kotzner, chaga asif. We're not farmers, so we can't fully appreciate this, but apparently, if we were, we would appreciate this. These are the three important milestones on the farming calendar, not on the Jewish calendar, on the farming calendar, where these are the times that the Yid is having parnasa. And this is when his economy is growing a little bit. He's going to be able to be mefarnes his mishpacha because of what's going on during these three critical times. And you know what you need to do? You have to be makir at that instant that what's going on is not teva. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'lishoyne azof shel Ramban, is the moitzi lechem in ha'aretz. La'aspi a nefesh o'keik of a nefesh o'eva milay toiv. And you know what you do? You go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, you're the Adoin? You gave me the pras. You gave me the Chodesh Aviv. You gave me the Chag HaKotzer. You gave me the Chag HaAsif. And now, I want to know, what can I do for you? I want to give something back. But, and I want to be Makir Toiv. I want you to understand that I appreciate that everything I have comes from you. I once heard from Reb Shmuel Yankiv. Reb Shmuel Yankiv said, that why is it every time we talk about Aliyah L'Regel, it's always V'sham Nala V'Neira V'Neshtachava. V'Ein Anachnu Yecholim Lalois V'Leirois V'Leshtachavois. Why do you always talk about a Shtachava? So Pashit, the pshat is because anytime a yid walked into the Azara, there was a chi of a shtachava. Couldn't walk into the Azara without a shtachava. But said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, if that's the case, anytime you walk into the Azara, there's a shtachava. It sounds like there's a dogush, there's an emphasis on a shtachava. Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said, because what's the yisoid of Aliyah L'Regel? The Ramban. The yisoid is el pnei odin Hashem shua odin amefarnis la'olam la'avodav ubenotam pras mufan of yavoya elav liris ma'yitzavim. His shtachava was the ultimate expression of me being subordinate to you and subservient to you, that you control me and whatever you want me to do for you, I'm willing, I'm all yours. Hishtachava. It's socially awkward to do it today, but be'etzin, that's what it represented and that's what it symbolized, and that's why part and parcel of the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel said Rav Shmuel Yankiv is v'shamna levnei ra v'neshtachava v'ina nachri yuchayim lalis v'neshtachava. But the bottom line is, just think about this for a second, that means on Yontif, what the man in the street's going to tell you, yeah, it's Zman Cheruseinu, Zman Matan Teiraseinu, Zman Simchaseinu, Zeichel Anani Akovet, that's only part of the answer. There's a whole other component to Yontif. The Torah says, Chodesh Aviv, Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaOsef. So, what are these two tracks? That it's just two, like, punk independent things going on over here? Meaning, on Pesach, there's two in Yon. There's two in Yon. On Pesach, there's the fact that we left Mitzrayim, it's also Chodesh Aviv. Oh, it's a time you have to be a regal and you make a yontif to acknowledge the kumfenevish. The shvuas is man matan teira senus when we got the teira. Oh, by the way, it's also chagat kotzer. And sukkis is kibesukkis he shafti. Oh, and by the way, it's also the chag asif. So I was mutching with this. I don't know the answer. Like, how do you, there's two tracks. It's two things. Right, the reason we celebrate Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot on those times has nothing to do with Chodesh Avil, Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaAsif. These are mitzvahs HaSeis Shazman Gerama. Because when did we leave Mitzrayim? We left on Tezvav Nisan. And the Torah was given, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, Moshe was Moshe Vyam Echem Yidaita, Danani Yaakov, good, that's a big tumor why it's on Tezvav Tishrei. But the bottom line is, these are mitzvahs HaSeis Shazman Gerama. Doesn't matter if it's in the winter or the summer. What shaykh? It just so happens. It's Chodesh Avim, Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaAsif. And that's also Mechayiv. So it's like just very, it's like super convenient. We can knock off two birds with one stone. So when you celebrate Yontif for the fact that Zeichel Anani HaKovet, oh, it's also Chag HaAsif. Perfect. It's Mamash HaMechayiv. You don't have to have it. Otherwise, it'd be six Yom HaTovim. So like this, it's only three Yom HaTovim. That's what's going on over here. There has to be an Oymek. There has to be some connection. At first glance, the two are completely unrelated. Completely unrelated. The conventional, Pashto, traditional understanding of three Yom HaTovim have seemingly nothing to do with the farming, agricultural economy. But at the same time, they zichadu. I don't think you have to be a Grace of Machshava to appreciate the question. There's zichah, some connection over here. In the Avodah, they have to be somehow linked. The question is, what's the pshat? So I'll tell you the truth. I looked around. I mamish looked high and low. I couldn't find any. I was so shy. Nobody was bothered by this question. Like, no one's bothered. And I asked some Talmid Chacham this question. I don't know. I didn't hear an answer. But I'll just tell you, Lulei de Mistafina. This is Lulei de Mistafina. Just one hergish. And that is, everybody knows the Ramban and then the Parashas Boy. This is the most famous Ramban ever. Right? The Ramban and the end of Parashas Boy. He talks about why is it that there's so many mitzvahs that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So much of what we do is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says the reason is because really the most critical part of Yiddishkeit is believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of being a Yid. It's acknowledging, it's understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis, Ubishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. We have a very unique responsibility in this world. Machlei Vasei Bai Lamai. And that is the tachlis of the Bria. But really, in order to fulfill that tachlis, you have to believe. But Amunah is a big avoider. It's for that reason, throughout the generations, during different times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed miracles to show that the Eibishter is the Beirei Umanigas Oyom. But at the same time, the Eibishter warned us and said, listen, I'm not going to, in every generation, for every Kaifer, make him his own personal miracle so that he'll know for sure, without a reasonable doubt, that I'm the one that created the world. So what you need to do is hold on to these miracles that I perform, always remember them and be mindful of them. So like this, you'll be able to incorporate them into your life. You'll understand that I'm the one that created the world. And like this, you'll be able to be a yin. Like, this is what's going on in this Ramban. But I just want to read a few excerpts, very, very short. It says the Ramban, Ubavur ki Hashem lo yasa oisu moifes b'chol dar be'enei kol rasha oi koifer. Maybe she's not going to make miracles in every generation for every rasha or koifer. Yitzav oisan, it's for that reason the Eibishter commanded us, she'nase tamid zikorim v'ois lasher ro'enenu, that we have an obligation to always remember and to make zichroinois and oises for what it is that our eyes saw. V'natik hadover el bonenu, and we should give it over to our children. Uvanenu livnehem, uvneyem livnehem, adoira achre. V'hechmim ma'oid b'inyin azeh. And the Torah was so nachman, this Indian of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kumoi, shechiyev karis, bachilas hachametz. If somebody eats chametz, he's chayv karis. That's very, very chamur. Ubaziviz haPesach. Or if someone's mevatel the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, he's also chayv karis. V'hitzrich shenichtoiv kol ma shenira eleinu ba'isusu v'moisin al yodeinu v'al b'neinu. Once upon a time, people were tefillin the whole day. And what did they wear? They wore Yitzias Mitzrayim, literally, on their arm and on their head. V'nichtoiv oisei oid al pischei ha'batim ha'mezuzas. And every single doorway that we have is also going to have this idea. V'shenaskizeh b'finu b'ikiv ha'erech. twice a day, Bahava, we mention Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim. Kumacha Amru, Emes Vyatsev Dai Raisa. Me Master Kosov, and I learned that from a Pasuk, Lamatiska, Yem Tseischa Meretzrayim, Koy Mechayecha. And then the Ramban says, you want to know another thing that we do for the singing? Vishanasa Sukkah, Bechol Shana. And every year we should build a Sukkah. And why should we make a Sukkah? To remember the fact that our Kodesh Baruch took us out of Mitzrayim. Vechen Kagyoitzebeh Mitzvois Rabbois, Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim. Vakoil. What's the purpose of all this? Liyos lanu b'chol adoyros, eidos b'moifsim, shelo yishakhu. It's like this will never forget the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created miracles. V'lo yiyeh pischoim pel l'koifer l'hakrish amunas alikim. Because this is going to quiet, this is going to silence the kateger, the rishon, and the koifer that are starting to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm skipping a little bit. Says the Rambam, the kavanas kol ha-mitzvahs. The purpose of all the mitzvahs is shenamin b'leikeinu, so that we should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'noy de'elav shehu baranu. And we should acknowledge to him that he created us. V'hi kavanas ha-yetzirah. And this is the whole purpose of Briyas Olam. She'ein lo nutam achar b'yetzirah rishayim. There's no other reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. V'ein lo elyon b'tachtoinim chefetz muvadze. The only interest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in us is this. She'yeda ha'odam v'yoyda le'lekov shabare. That person should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him and he should acknowledge him, he should thank him. That is the whole purpose. V'kavanas reymus ha'kod. That's what the whole Indian is. And then I'm skipping. Here's the punchline. U'min ha'nisim ha'gdoilam ha'mefursamim, says the Ramban, and you should know that from these big miracles, the gdoilam ha'mefursamim, which ones? We sit in a sukkah and you eat matzah, you know, you eat chametz, and you bring a carbon pesach. All the yitzias mitzrayim, all these inyanim, are the moedim nisim ha'nestarim. If you do this, you'll be able to come to the nisim ha'nestarim. She'im yisoyda Torah kul, because that's the yisoyda of the entire Torah. She'ein lo adam chelik b'tayras moish rabbeinu, says Ramban. I want you to know, a person cannot have a chelik in tayras moish ad she'yamin until he believes she'kol. Until a person believes that everything that happens in his life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein la'adam chelik b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. This is very sharp. But this is what the Ramban says. A person that believes that the big things come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the nisim ha'gedoylev ha'mefursamim come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he doesn't believe that the nisim ha'nestarim, he missed the whole boat. Because the side of kol ha'toyreh kula is, min ha'nisim ha'gedoylev ha'mefursamim, ha'demayde ben nisim ha'nestarim, she'ein la'adam chelik b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu, achen yamin she'kol dvareinu mekreinu kulum. And he says, that's the inyan. That by us doing mitzvahs and by us remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, us remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to remember the Nisim Agdol. What's the purpose of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim? What the Eibishter so badly needs us to remember what happened 3,300 years ago? That's what this is all about. Right? Somebody once told me that, you know, everybody likes appreciation. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took us out of Mitzrayim 3,300 years ago. He still needs you to make Yom Tovim and to talk about it. That's not the Oymek. The oymik of Seichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to hear it again. The word is, because that's the yisoid of our amunah. The yisoid is that you hold on to Yetzias Mitzrayim so that you'll live your life, every minute, every breath of your life will be with an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that is the tachlis of the whole Yetzirah, the Ramban says. Because in Shamayim Ein Lo Elyon B'tachtoinim Chefetz Mivadzeh She'yeda Adam Yoyda Lo Yikov Shoy is the only thing he's interested in. Nothing else. This is the whole town. Why do you prava Pesach? You prava Pesach to prava Pesach, obviously. But at the same time, we prava Pesach to inculcate in our kishkes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created us. He controls every aspect of our life. And umin anisim hagdolim afafasamim odamoyda benisim hanestar. Why do you sit in a sukkah on sukkahs? Yeah, to remember that once upon a time we had Anani Yaakovit. But that's half the story. It's to then take that idea and make it practical in your own life. That's the yisoid. It's not a motivational speech. This is what the Ramban says. It's to then apply it to your life and to be makir, to appreciate that everything that goes on is miracle. There's no teva. It's all nisim nistarim. That's what the yisoid of the yontif is. If a person would prava a Pesach and never once chap to take the yisoid of Pesach and now to apply it to his everyday life, he missed the whole boat. He missed the svina, kipshuta. Imam missed it. The yisoid of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is min anisim agdoilam ha'mefursamim or the moide benisim ha'nestarim shem yisoid ha'tayrah kulo. And by the way, it's much easier to acknowledge, obviously, the nisim agdoilam ha'mefursamim than to acknowledge the nisim ha'nestarim. Right? It's easier to acknowledge that the Anani HaKavod came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then for a person to acknowledge that when he goes to work every day, the parnasa that he will or won't make is 100% from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all that he's able to do is Abyssal Lishtadlis. It's much easier to chap the Nisim HaGdolim HaMufursamim than the Nisim HaNasam. So here's my hergish. My hergish is that on Yontif, when we remember the Nisim HaGdolim HaMufursamim, the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the miracles of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the Rambam says, gave Klal Yisrael, not just the Torah, but the Emuna She'ein Ba Doifi, came when? It came from Matan Torah Seinu, Rambam Perichas, and Luchas Yisrael HaTorah. And when we sin and we remember the Anani HaKavod, you know what Davish did? Davish, I want you to know that these three Yomim Toivim are going to coincide perfectly with your Parnasa, with the most materialistic aspect of your life, with the part of your life that is literally mole kreisoi koichi va'otzim yadi yosli as a chayil hazeh. Pesach is going to be b'chodesh aviv, and Matan Torah is going to be in the chagah kotzer, and the harvest season, that's going to coincide with Anani HaKavod, because like this you're going to celebrate the two together, and it's when the two converge and when they intermingle, you know what you're going to have? The Ramban and then the Parshas Boy. What you have is you're praving the Nisim HaGdolim HaMufursamim, and you're applying it immediately to the Nisim HaNustarim Shehem Yisrael the Torah Kuli. And you know why this is so critical? Because if you don't, Shehem Ladam Chelik B'Teres Moshe Ad Sheyamin, you have to believe the second half, because the Sefer, the Reisha on the Sefer is worthless. The Reisha on the Sefer is Anechta Gatog. The two have to come together. They're very, again, this is just Basi Rak La'Oyer, this is not a finished product, it's just a Machshava, Lu'ei Demistafin of Etein L'Chachem V'Yachemoy. But I think after you hear this Ramban, has to be a shtickle mahalach over here. Why the Nisim HaGdolim HaMufursamim would be so connected and so linked to the Nisim HaNustarim? So I think the Torah says, and then the Parashas Re'eh, and we talk about the Yomim Toivim, and there's the Yontif of Pesach, and the Yontif of Shavuos, and the Yontif of Sukkot. Says the Torah that if a Yid is going to prav a Yontif properly, and the way to properly prav a Yontif is to acknowledge, number one, Zechel Anani HaKavod. Let's talk about Sukkot. But not just Zechel Anani HaKavod, but the Chaga Osif. And when he's thinking Chaga Osif, what he's acknowledging is, he's acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shomer Chuk HaShamayim. And the Eivish is the Moitzi Lechem in the Oretz. Let's be a Nefesh and Kekev, a Nefesh for Eivim Milay Tev. If a person is able to internalize this idea that his parnasa doesn't come from himself, there's no koichi ba'itzim yada yasali asachayil hazeh, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hayisa ach sameach. Ein zaloshin tzivoy alaloshin haftacha. Because at the end of the day, the only way to be happy, let's be honest, is if a person has betachin. If a yid has betachin, then you can be happy. But if a yid doesn't have betachin, he's wasting his time. He's not wasting his time, he's not going to be happy. But, and the bottom line is, happiness comes from betachin. The two are very closely related. Learn chayvus avav shara betachin. Look at the Archa Sadikim. All the Bali Musa, they had their shara betachin and shara simchin, their shara simchin, shara betachin. Because the two are one and the same. As long as you think you're in control, you're never going to be hatzefrid, and it's going to be impossible. But the minute you let go, if you can chap yontif, but not just yontif, say the minanisim hagdolim amefursamim, and you can apply that to the nisim anustarim, to the chodesh aviv, the chag akotzer, the chag aosif, v'hoyisa ach sameach, v'hoyisa ach sameach is ein zaloshin tzivoy elo loshin avtocha. And I want to give a shout out to Yedid Nafshi, Reb Michael Safdie. Reb Michael, I told you I was going to get you back. So I just want to give a shout out to Reb Michael. Reb Michael is a man who single-handedly has created a revolution over the last few years. You know, for those that know, and many, many, many know, he has tens of thousands of followers. Beli Guzma, Daily Petachin, and literally, he just hits the record button and he screams. I always say, Michael, you're a triple shot of espresso. That's what he is. And he just yells about Petachin. And this is his avoid, that's his Indian. He's literally changed the world. And the amount of feedback that he's gotten, I feel like I'm one of his ambassadors and proud of it, but the amount of lives he's changed by telling the story of Betachin, because Betachin directly is connected to a decrease of worry, of anxiety, of the Hayisa Ach Sameach. That's what this Indian is all about. That's the Hayisa Ach Sameach. Yid Prav is Yonta properly. But not just the Nisim HaGdolim HaMufursamim. David, 3,300 years ago, took me out of Mitzrayim. How does that make me happier today? I'm not sure. You know, you're happier today if you chap that just like the Eivish that gave us Anani HaKavod, so too he gives you your parnasa, your health, your wealth. Everything that you have in your life is Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you can let go, you can prava yontif, shivas yomim tochik v'Hashem alikecha. Yeshiva sukkah is one of the dugmois that the Rambam gives in the end of Parashas Bo. And if you can internalize that, there's a haftocha of ha'yisa ach sameach. Everyone should have a gezint the winter. We should be zoich to be able to take the yontif with us. Take the yontif with us, meaning apply the nisim ha'gdoilam ha'mefursamim to our everyday life. That's why we were created. That's what it means to be a yid. To me, a yid means that. We shake a lulav, we sit in a sukkah. Avada, these are mitzvahs, and there's big inyonim in these things. But at the end of the day, that's all a mashal. The nimshal is, priyosecha anachnu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created us for a purpose, you're mashkiach on our life. We should be zoicha to internalize this message. It's a big avoida, but we should be zoicha to work on it and to internalize it. And in that schos, we'll get the haftocha. Haftocha is haftocha. The haftocha of the Torah of the hayisa achsameh.